Hello, this is Rabbi David Rosenbaum of Young Israel Shomrei Emunah in Silver Spring, Maryland. Thank you for joining us for our 12th installment in Thoughts on Hanukkah. We were discussing yesterday the idea that the menorah specifically is lit in the home and the message and significance of that. There's an interesting thing to think about in that context of viewing my growth as a Jew, as a servant of God, as a person in the framework of my home. And that is, the Gemara poses a very famous question. Let's say a person only has enough to provide either for a candle for Shabbos, for the mitzvah of Friday night, or for Hanukkah. In other words, let's say it's Friday night of Hanukkah, and a person either can do Shabbos candles or Hanukkah candles. So the Gemara poses which one should be done. The Gemara says a very interesting thing. The Gemara says that the Friday night candles would have priority over the Shabbos candles, would have priority over Hanukkah. And many commentators extrapolate a very interesting message from this, which is that the idea of the Shabbos candles is shalom bayis, is peace within the home. There's a lot of beautiful symbolism of the Shabbos candles, of the light, of spirituality coming in the home. But one of the most basic concepts for the Shabbos candles is if a person stubs their toe or trips or whatever it is because the room is dark, they're probably going to be wondering whose fault it is, you know, that this was here and that wasn't there. And it's not going to be very good for the general ambiance of the home. And that's why there's a mitzvah on the most practical of levels. That's why the rabbis gave a mitzvah to light candles in the home before Friday night begins. So interesting to think about, if I view part of the mitzvah of the menorah as an encouragement to me to not only grow as a person, as an individual, but to have my family grow, and that my individual growth should be within the framework of my family too, the prioritization of shalom bayis, of peace within the home, within that framework, is a very interesting thing to think about. And just to take it in a little bit of a different direction, forgive me, I don't remember from whom I saw this, but one could also say that this represents the pleasantness of mitzvos too. In other words, the rabbis wanted it to be that Friday night in the home was a nice experience, that it wouldn't be that I'm fumbling around in the dark. Because if I'm fumbling around in the dark, the Friday night dinner is not going to be as nice and as meaningful, etc. So, of course, I have to have a home of serenity and peace. Sometimes it's easier said than done, but we, of course, all have to strive for that. But I also, if I'm thinking about how to convey sense of Judaism and spirituality within my home, part of it must be the pleasantness of the mitzvah. It's the same way that the rabbis wanted it to be, that Friday night in the home is pleasant and there's light and it's not dark, so that the Friday night meal would be a nice thing. So if I'm reflecting on how to be more connected to God, the pleasantness of the mitzvah has to come out. That has to be part of the goal. That's a big challenge. It's a big challenge for parenting. Many times we're under so much pressure and nervousness to make sure our children are doing the right things. Many times we forget to make sure our children maybe appreciate why they're doing what they're doing, or our children see that what they're doing is pleasant, or are we modeling the pleasantness of what we do for our children? Just to give an example within the Hanukkah mode itself, which I think is something that we do a pretty good job at, the vast majority of us, so maybe it's a good time to think about it. You know, the lighting of the menorah should be an experience in the house. It should be something fun. It should be something our children remember. Singing, dancing, you know, maybe gifts, maybe something special, latkes or sufganiyot after the menorah is lit, whatever it is. But it shouldn't only be on Hanukkah. You know, we really need to try. I mean, think of a person could come home and they could sternly look around and say, is everyone ready for the lighting of the menorah? And everyone could line up and a person could make the brachos on the Hanukkah menorah and just sit and stare at the lights of the menorah and ignore everyone else in their home. So probably the vast majority of us, if we saw that picture, would say, what's wrong with this person? You know what? Some of our other mitzvot we do that way. And so it's worthy to think about this message of the menorah in the home and the specific relationship and prioritization of the Shabbos candles over the Hanukkah candles is a fascinating thing to think about. Thanks so much for joining us. Have a wonderful day.